This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Chhattisgarh and Odisha today. During her visit, President Murmu will grace the silver jubilee of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly at Raipur. The President will also attend the Foundation Day ceremony of Bharatiya Bishwababu Shobor Samaj in Odisha's Nayagarh. The government has notified significant revisions to turnover and investment criteria for classifying MSMEs that will take effect from the 1st of April. Micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs with investments of up to 2.5 crore rupees will now be classified as micro enterprises from the previous threshold of 1 crore rupees. The turnover limit has been revised from 5 crore rupees to 10 crore rupees. Units with investments of up to 25 crore rupees will be classified as small enterprises from the earlier 10 crore rupees. The turnover limit for such enterprises has been doubled from 50 crore rupees to 100 crore rupees. MSMEs with investments of up to 125 crore rupees will now be classified as medium enterprises from the earlier limit of 50 crore rupees. For medium enterprises, the turnover limit has been doubled to 500 crore rupees. The budget session of the Delhi Legislative Assembly will begin today. The session is tentatively scheduled to run till the 28th of March, with provisions for extension if required. CAG report on the functioning of DTC will be tabled in the House today. The budget for the year 2025-26 will be presented in the House tomorrow and will outline the government's financial priorities and development agenda for the year. During the session, key financial and policy matters will be discussed and decided upon. Lawmakers will engage in a detailed discussion on the budget on the 26th of March to analyze financial allocations and policy initiatives. The Assembly will deliberate and vote on the proposed budget on Thursday. Ahead of the upcoming festivals, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has said festivals of all religions and communities have been held in a peaceful and harmonious atmosphere during his government's 8-year tenure so far. Important festivals like Chaitra Navratri, Ram Navami, Eid ul-Fitr and Baishakhi are lined up over the next 2 weeks. Chairing a meeting to review the law and order situation in the state ahead of the festive season, the Chief Minister said this is a sensitive time and strict action should be taken against those spreading anarchy. New Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has called for a snap election for April 28th. Prime Minister Carney said he has called for a snap election in order to ensure that his country gets a government with a stronger mandate than the Liberal Party currently has. This is important, keeping in mind the trade war with neighboring United States and President Trump's repeated threat to annex Canada to make it the 51st state of the U.S., which Canadians outrightly reject. Mr. Carney said he has requested the Governor General to dissolve Parliament and call an election for April 28th, and she has agreed. Amnesty International South Asia Regional Office has called on Pakistani authorities to immediately release Baloch activist Mehrang Baloch and all others being detained for exercising their right to peaceful protest. Mehrang Baloch has been in unlawful detention for over 38 hours and denied access to her lawyers and family. In a social media post, Amnesty International wrote, "More than 38 hours since Mehrang Baloch's unlawful detention, she is still being denied access to her lawyers and family." Today is World Tuberculosis Day. The day is observed on 24th March every year to raise awareness about the devastating health, social and economic consequences of tuberculosis TB and to step up efforts to end the global epidemic. The day is observed to commemorate the anniversary of Dr. Robert Koch's discovery of the TB bacteria in 1882. This year the theme is Yes, We Can End TB. Commit, Invest and Deliver. In the IPL T20, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 4 wickets at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Today, Delhi Capitals will lock horns with Lucknow Super Giants at the Dr. Y.S. Rajashekhar Reddy ACA VDC Cricket Stadium, Vishakhapatnam. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.